Rapid expansion?
We're ready.
Worker shortage?
We're good.
Anything can change the world of work.
A celebrity buys the company.
Depends on who it is. But relax, we've got ADP.
From HR to payroll, ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to take on the next anything.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, June 7th. I'm Matt Klein, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 398,000. That's how many more women were employed in May compared with April, according to new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. By contrast, there were only 45,000 additional men working in May compared with April. At the beginning of the pandemic, women lost more jobs than men because they are more likely to work in the sectors facing the steepest drop in demand: retail, leisure and hospitality, personal services, healthcare, and education. As the infection rate has dropped and the vaccination rate has increased, those sectors have powered the recovery, disproportionately boosting female employment. Mothers of young children were also more likely to quit because of childcare needs as schools and daycare facilities closed. But as those have begun to reopen, young mothers have also begun to re-enter the workforce. Meanwhile, recent troubles with shortages of critical inputs in the manufacturing and construction sectors have disproportionately hit male employment. Since December, female employment has increased by 1.2 million, while male employment is up by roughly half that number. The next number up is 4.7%. That's how much Europeans cut their inflation-adjusted spending on retail goods, excluding food and fuel, in April compared with March, according to new data from Eurostat. It's the first monthly drop since January, reflecting the most recent wave of lockdowns imposed to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Unlike the US, which gave consumers additional income support in January and March, European governments have already begun withdrawing assistance they passed earlier in the pandemic. The biggest monthly declines were in Ireland, Austria, France, Switzerland, Denmark, and Germany, where spending on non-essential consumer goods fell by more than 7%. Portugal was on the opposite end, with demand up more than 10%. Compared with before the pandemic, however, Portuguese consumers have been among the hardest hit in Europe, with spending in April down 10% from February 2020. Our last number is $15.87. That's the average hourly wage of non-supervisory employees in America's leisure and hospitality sector in May, according to new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's up from $14.81 an hour in January. At 7.2%, it's the fastest four-month rate of wage growth in the sector, far exceeding anything ever recorded during the inflationary 1960s or 1970s. But a longer-term perspective looks a bit different. After steadily rising about 4% a year before the pandemic, average hourly wages for non-supervisory workers in leisure and hospitality fell slightly in 2020, from $14.91 in February 2020 to $14.66 by December. From that perspective, the recent growth spurt simply returns wages to their previous trend, reflecting the healthy normalization of economic activity after more than a year of dealing with the virus. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, June 7th. I'm Matt Klein, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.